You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And Barbara Ann is finally back.
Yes.
I hate it when you go out of town. You know that?
Yeah. I know. I mean, I kind of love traveling, but I'm more homesick than I've ever been. I'm like, when are we going home? I want to go home. I'm like, oh my God, did I just say that aloud? But I miss you too.
I hate it. I'm always like, okay, even though like I don't see you every day, when you're out of town, it does something on my brain. Somehow.
And now like, you're about to leave.
Yeah, I'm going to leave on, but I'm only going to be gone for a few days. So just 3 days.
Right.
I'm going to go do a little motorcycle trip. We leave on Monday. Let's be back Thursday.
Going to be gorgeous.
Yes. Yes. So tell us about your trip.
So Zach and I went to New York. Well, Zach was in New York before me. He did a festival in Virginia.
Yeah.
The Blue Ridge Festival. And then he and his security guy.
So you met him there. You flew up separately?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he went because it made no sense for him to fly all the way home.
Yeah.
Just to get back on a plane 24 hours later. So
yeah, totally.
He went from Virginia to West Virginia to New York City and spent the weekend there. And then I had to move Hendrix back into college. And then I flew Sunday night on the red eye and met him and got there Monday. And I was in New York with him from Monday through, we just got home yesterday morning. We had a really great, productive trip. But oh my God, like I was talking to you during the trip because things are not really completely opened up in New York City. I mean, mm-hmm.
Do you think we're more opened up here in LA than we are in New York?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. And I know, I mean, a lot of friends and family live there and mm-hmm. a lot of the business companies that we work with, our record label, our agent, everyone's in New York or on the East Coast. And I knew they were hit so hard, but it seems like they're way further, like they're still really in it. And so a lot of the interview, like it was not a normal, usually whenever we do a new record, whenever Zach has a new record coming out, like 4 months or 5 months beforehand, we go to Europe for a week or two. We're in New York for a week or two.
Yeah, you do
and
like
we do
a little
rounds,
press tour.
Right?
Yeah.
But nothing's open.
Yeah.
Universal is still closed, you know.
People are still working from home.
Yes, uh-huh. Everything is, you know, via Zoom still.
Yeah.
There were a couple of interviews that he did that they rented out a really cool studio to shoot video and to, you know, have some live taping because some of them are like, we don't just want you on the iPhone or on the computer screen. So that was, we actually got one day where we were actually out of the room, but literally 5 of the 6 days we were in a very small, because even a suite, which we had in New York City in a hotel is very small.
Yeah, the hotels are all like closets over there.
Yes, we were in a very small, you know, little hotel room doing all the Zoom interviews from the little sitting area with the couch. And I had to get Zach on Zoom every, you know, 15 minutes or every 30 minutes. So I couldn't even go out of the room half the time. And we started at 7 a.m. because we did international press from New York. And we started at 7 a.m. and we did not finish till about 6 or 7 each night. And then we had dinners with, you know, fortunately, we actually got to see some people in person and have, you know, dinners or whatever. It was really busy.
You went right after all the like New York Fashion Week and Met Gala and all that. That's, you got there like at tail end of it all.
I mean, it was funny because over the weekend was the last weekend of Fashion Week and with all the parties and the hotel that we stayed at had the rooftop and the DJs and the whole thing. So
yeah,
Zach was like
from what I was seeing, like all the footage that I was seeing from Fashion Week and from the Met Gala, it seemed like everything was swinging.
You know, it's funny because I did ask one of the hosts in the hotel, because we stayed at Public, and at the very rooftop, they hosted many of the after parties, uh-huh. or they've even had some of the fashion shows there on their property in the past.
Yeah.
And Zach said it was like insanity over the weekend. I got there and it was like all gone, and it was back to a ghost town. But you had to show your proof of vaccination to get in the elevator to get you up to the rooftop.
Yeah.
And it was jammed up in the rooftop those nights.
Yeah.
But you know, you're only seeing what the camera's filming in a small isolated spot.
Yeah.
And the one host that I spoke to, he was saying that like the fashion shows that he was invited to, everything around it was closed. You just had, you know, and you had, it wasn't like open to the public.
Yeah.
You walked a carpet with like no one, and you went in and it was busy inside, but nothing, you know, people were getting dropped off in their Ubers or their cars.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was not
so strange.
It filmed differently than it actually was
being there.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of the Met Gala, did you have a favorite gown?
Let me think. Zoe Kravitz blew my mind. Yeah. I mean, but I love YSL. You and I both love YSL. Yeah. And I mean, that girl could wear a plastic bag. And to me, she's a divine creature. Like
she's gorgeous.
She is spectacular. Her parents are spectacular. Love everything about that girl.
Although I don't know, I don't really understand how... You know, did you know the theme of the Met Gala?
Yeah, it was American fashion.
It was American fashion, but hardly anybody wore any American designers. Like she wore a Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
And my personal favorite was Kendall Jenner.
And stunning.
She wore Givenchy, which was a recreation of the Givenchy gown that Audrey Hepburn wore, which I thought was absolutely stunning. She looked incredible. But how? What does that have to do with American design? Because hardly anybody wore an American designer.
I think J-Lo did.
J-Lo did. She wore Ralph Lauren.
And she looked very Americana because she did the whole bolero.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The, you know,
I didn't like it. I didn't love it. I thought it looked dated.
It looked very 80s.
Yeah, it looked really dated. I really wasn't into it. But she did get the memo. She did do an American designer.
And she always is true to theme.
Yeah.
That girl is, that woman is, I mean, talk about divine creatures.
Yeah.
She's incredible. But yeah, I think that she was amazing. It wasn't really my cup of tea either, because I kind of feel like, I know we say that there really shouldn't be any rules in fashion, but there are a couple that I think, like that one, like if you wore it when it was a trend the first time around,
maybe
when it comes
it again.
Back, like I'm not wearing cowboy boots this time around. I'm just not doing it. I can't. I had every color cowboy boot. I just can't go back there.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I don't think there was anyone else that like knocked my socks off. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, for me, it was all about, I just thought Kendall looked gorgeous, and I thought that Hailey Bieber looked...
She was in YSL as well, though.
Yeah, she also wore Saint Laurent, yeah, it's crazy.
I thought they looked, I mean, they're just beautiful to look at together.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And I'm trying to think, I don't think there was anyone else that knocked me out. I mean, Gigi Hadid always looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I didn't love the Prada.
Yeah. How about Kim Kardashian, who showed up completely covered up?
I just can't. I can't.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean,
but you know what? I got to say,
God bless her that she wants to take risks, but.
But I have to say, it's kind of great when you're in that position where you can just go, fuck it. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Right.
I don't care. Like, wow.
She could have sent her body double there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
wow.
know.
What a position.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been busy too. What did I do? Oh, I finally figured out Macy's party, what day and time that was.
Happy birthday, Macy.
Oh God, I love that woman. So she sent me another text. She goes, "You're coming to my party or what?" And I'm all, "Yeah, if you tell me when and where it is." Like what time and what day. She's so funny. She sends an invite with like no time, no day. She had her birthday at two parties, one I told you about earlier, but then this party she had at a place called the Breakfast Club.
I know it looked, I mean, everything you posted looked,
oh my God.
I mean,
all they do is serve breakfast there.
We need to go there.
Yeah.
It was like the greatest thing
ever.
It
was delicious. All they do is serve breakfast. And they have like everything from like French toast to ricotta pancakes to grits, chicken and waffles, just everything. It was like divine. So everybody's tables were covered in breakfast items. And so, and
then we did like, right?
Well, no, she said she was going to sing, which was the only reason why I went, because I'm like not going to miss an opportunity to hear that woman sing. So she said, yeah, come, I'm going to sing. I know I just saw you at my other birthday, but come because I'm going to perform. And I was like, okay. So I went. And then like towards the end of the night, we're all stuffed with breakfast food. And she's sitting there next to me. And we all look like we're in a food coma. And I go, are you going to sing? And she goes, nah, I'm not going to sing. I'm like, what? You're not going to sing?
Totally slowed her down.
It was, yeah. So she actually didn't end up singing.
Oh.
But one of her friends was there and she sang and she was amazing.
Yeah,
oh
I saw
my
a little
God.
Bit of the a little bit of the stories on Instagram.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
So she sang and then she had like, she was accompanied by this violin player.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish I could remember their names, but I don't. But they were pretty incredible. And then she had, she debuted her video that she did, which was for her new project, the Macy Gray and the California Jet Club. And she did this really cool video for it called Undone. And she did it with Frankie Grande, who is Ariana Grande's brother.
Oh, wow.
They did this really cool video of him, you know, I don't know if he's trans or you know, forgive me, I don't know all the terms, but the video is really beautiful because it's him as a woman and then he just like takes his makeup off and takes his wig off and takes his dress off and undoes everything.
Oh, wow.
So it's really, really cool. And she had reached out to him and asked him to do the video and he's like a beautiful dancer and I think choreographer and what have you. So he was there that night and they showed the video and that was really cool.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then she had like disco music and we were all dancing. And then she got upset with me and she said, you know, you and Barb keep going roller skating. I want to go roller skating with you guys.
Oh, we have to. Awesome. I would love to go roller skating with Macy.
So Macy's going to, we're going to drag her roller skating with us next time. And it's not even a drag because she really wants to go. So I did that. And then last night I went to another birthday dinner. There's so many birthdays. I'm going to go broke with all these birthdays. Between Macy and you. And
I'm not for a while yet. I've got a little bit of time. I mean,
well, September, October, November is everybody's birthdays. Wasted Cheryl's got a birthday coming up. Tenny's got a birthday
That's
coming
right,
up.
She's a Libra, Randy.
Yeah. My girlfriend, Maggie, Randy, like we've got so many. So last night it was my girlfriend, Sarah's birthday and my other girlfriend, Christine. So Sarah had like a little birthday dinner for everybody at this restaurant in Beverly Hills. And I was like, what do I get these girls? Yeah, I don't know what to get them. They have
really
everything.
Thoughtful.
You have to be like creative or thoughtful or whatever. So I went to my favorite spot and yours.
Yeah.
I went to a sex shop. So I went to...
I knew exactly where you were when you posted it on Instagram. I was right? like, I know where you are.
Right? The stock room. I know. It was so funny. I went there and there, you know, they have like the bed with the swing and the chains and all the accoutrements on this bed.
Zach was going through. We were in the room in the hotel that to cut you off, but he goes, where is Daniela? Did you see her story on Instagram? I'm like, I know exactly where she is.
The comments I was getting were so funny. Like everybody's like, whoa, what is Gilby going to get tonight? Whoa, what's happening in your bedroom? Is this your bedroom? No, folks, calm down. Not my bedroom.
You have all kinds of handcuffs hanging from your four posters of your bed.
Yeah, right. I mean, the chains, the swings, all the things that were going on that bed. It looked like it even had like some kind of like gynecological stirrups and situations happening. I was like, oh my God, what is all this?
That's funny.
But anyways, I ended up finding them some great gifts. I got Sarah, because you know Sarah, she's tiny,
teeny tiny
polo player, and she's so conservative. So I love shaking her out of her conservative zone.
That's great.
The way she dresses is pretty conservative, but she's super fun. So I got her a latex pencil skirt.
Oh, I love that.
So sexy. with a bottle of lube because you've got to lube the latex. That. Yeah.
When you bought one for Frankie.
Yeah, I'm not winning any Mom of the Year award anytime soon. And I brought, you know what's great? Is I bought Frankie a latex dress, like skin-tight latex dress from the store. And she wore it and she ripped it somehow. I think something got caught on it. And so she got a little hole on it. But, you know, latex rips very easily.
Yeah, totally.
If your nails, if you're like, because totally. It's hard to put latex on. You do have to kind of either lube or put powder, like baby powder on to put a latex outfit on. And you've got to be really careful if you have nails or jewelry, because if they snag it, you'll rip it.
Without a doubt.
So she ripped hers right in the front, little hole. So I went in there and they were so great. They're like, yeah, we'll absolutely repair it. It'll be just good as new.
Oh,
you won't even
amazing.
Know.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I took her dress back. I killed two birds with one stone and also got Sarah and Christine presents. And then I was inspired and I got you something,
oh, no.
which I think, I don't even know if you have this or not.
I might not.
So excited. I wonder if I got you something you don't have.
I don't have whatever you have in that box.
It's Barbara Sturm.
Oh, I love her.
Right? It's Dr. Barbara Sturm and it's V Drops.
I don't have them.
You don't have
them? No.
This.
I've been
my
reading
God,
about
I
them.
I got you something you don't have. I'm
I
so
don't
excited.
Have them.
So it's, you know how we love the Dr. Barbara Sturm product.
Yeah.
But these V-drops are designed, it's an oil and you put it, you know,
yeah,
down on your V. There you go.
Thank you. I am so very excited about this.
Yeah. And basically what it does is it's multifunctional, I guess. It's an oil and you put it and it helps to keep your pH balanced, helps to keep you moisturized and conditioned. I mean, who doesn't
What more can you want?
Conditioned. But you know, the other thing that's great about it is it also helps to lessen your hair growth so that you don't have a lot of, like you get waxed or whatever and you get ingrown hairs. Yeah. It helps with preventing ingrowns.
That's amazing.
And also helps prevent the hair to grow back.
Everything this woman puts out.
So you'll have to try it and let me know how you like it.
100%.
Let everybody know.
I'm very excited. I love her stuff.
Right?
As I was telling you, I had just went to get some of her things at Bird Offs, but they only had old stock. This is a newer product of hers.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But a lot of the premium brands have released body lotions and firming body products or what have you, but hers is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like hers actually.
I like her stuff a lot.
There are other products that she has that I think are on par or, you know, Augustin Spader has great products. I mean, I'm head over heels with his products as well. But her anti-aging body cream it really works.
Yeah, it's very
off
good.
The charts.
Yeah. So anyway, so I got you that.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am very excited. I'm going to have to post that on socials.
Right? So anyway, so the dinner last night was really fun. Something really cool happened. The thing I love about Sarah's dinners is she always invites all these like eclectic group of people and she lets everybody kind of network and not network, but like, you know, meet each other.
Yeah.
So I guess network, I don't know. But it's really cool. And it was a lot of artists. You know, Tasia was there, which was, I always love seeing Tasia. She's an incredible artist, photographer,
I've
model.
I've never met her, but I love to like,
just
you
a
know,
vision. She's
ghost
beautiful.
Her in on her Instagram, she's stunning.
Tasia Von Ray, she's just a beautiful artist and photographer
and
all
art.
Around talent.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, her art is amazing.
Fabulous.
And then Ryan Starr was there.
Love her.
Who we've had on our podcast. And then Joyce was supposed to come, but she didn't come. And then, you know, Sarah and her friend Jennifer Howe, who does Art of Elysium, which is incredible.
I met Jennifer at one of your birthdays.
She's
really lovely.
Awesome. It was so nice to see her. And then Christine Crocus, who's an amazing director, producer, writer, so incredible, so talented. It's just so invigorating to be around people that are so talented
inspiring.
Right? And then this was like the piece de resistance. Diane Cannon. Do you know who Diane Cannon is?
I sure do.
Oh my God. She is so cool. I have admired her from afar for many, many years because she's a huge, huge Laker fan. And you know, Gilby and I have been going to Laker games for years. And
she has the greatest laugh in all of Hollywood.
She does. She has a great laugh. And she is just so lovely. So I sat next to Diana and I started talking to her and I was like, oh my God, I see you all the time at the Laker games.
I forgot about her being, they always pan on her.
Yeah, she always sits front row. She has just been a Laker fan for years and years. She is just adorable. And
does she still have that crazy, beautiful hair?
Big blonde hair. She's just like Hollywood from the, you know, golden era.
Yes.
So I start talking to Diane and she is so, I mean, so captivating. And you know, she is 84 years old.
Get out of town.
Yeah. And just as captivating and
amazing,
just beautiful and like full of life and so exciting to talk to. She was telling me, okay, so I told her about our podcast and she said to me, what do you do? And I was telling her and then I told her about the podcast and she goes, what do you guys talk about on the podcast? And I said, well, we talk about everything. We talk about life in general. We shoot the shit, what we've been up to. We talk about sex, marriage, kids, beauty products, aging, I don't know, music, absolutely everything.
Right.
And I said, I'd love to have you on the podcast. She goes, well, I would love to do it. So she's going to do our podcast.
Get out. Oh, I am
she's
so
going to do
excited.
Our podcast. So I have to talk to you about scheduling with her, but
that's
she would love to do
fabulous.
It.
Fabulous. I love that.
And did you know that she was married to Cary Grant?
I knew that she was married to a big actor, old school, like,
yeah,
but I couldn't remember who it was.
She was married to Cary Grant, and according to her, he was quite the lover.
Oh, well, I've heard that before, too.
I said to her, I go, I want to have you on the podcast, and she goes, well, you want to talk about sex? Let's just talk about sex now. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, okay now.
Okay.
Yeah.
She goes, who's been your best lover? I'm like, who's been your best lover? And she was going on and she said Cary Grant had it going on.
God bless Cary Grant. And oh, that's very exciting to know.
I cannot wait to have her on. And Sean Connery. And she knows she did a movie with Sean Connery. And she talked about Sean. And we just had the most fascinating conversation.
Oh, I love Sarah.
And I have been texting with her all morning.
Oh,
we have been
it.
Going back and forth, texting with each other all morning. She handed me, she goes, give me your phone, put my number in your phone, text me. I want to talk to you. I want to do your podcast. She's trying to encourage me to write a book too.
Oh, wow.
So she,
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. She is so cool. What a cool lady.
I love that.
She was so fun. I am doing the walk of shame this morning because I wore the same thing
sure
I'm wearing right now.
I was gonna say, you sure don't look like you're doing the walk of shame.
I'm wearing the same thing.
You wore
I
that
was
to
wearing.
Dinner last night?
Yeah, I wore it to dinner.
No wonder you got everybody's attention.
Well, I wore it
for
to dinner
all
last night.
Not seeing Daniela. She's in a unitard. Is it Solo?
No, it's not. I don't even know actually the brand of it, but I bought this unitard and I've been living in it because guess what? It's so, again, multifunctional. You can wear it to work out, wear it to go running your errands or whatever with sneakers, which I am doing right now. Which, by the way, these sneakers are amazing. If anybody ever needs like good,
what are they?
Good walking
are they
sneakers,
Asics?
Good hiking sneakers. They're called On Cloud. And I think they're made in Germany.
Okay.
They're called On Cloud. They're not too expensive. I think they were about $150. Frankie turned me on to them because Frankie and I like to go hiking a lot.
Yeah.
And what we found was a lot of times we slip when we're walking downhill.
Right.
Going uphill is fine, but when we're walking downhill,
same thing for me.
We
yep.
slip. These are perfect for hiking and they don't slip because
the brand
look at
is the, On Cloud or that's
it's called
the style.
On Cloud, the
okay.
brand.
Okay.
The brand is called
I don't know
On
them.
Cloud. And I think they're a German brand. They're either German or Swiss, but they're
German
very,
engineering.
Very light.
You gotta love German.
Yeah.
Engineering.
Exactly. They're very, very light and great for hiking and walking. So I wear them around.
What else
okay,
can
so
you
this,
do in that unitard, Miss Daniela?
So last night I was running around all day and I really didn't have any time to give my outfit some thought. So I was like, you know what? I will just wear my unitard. I'm going to throw on my thigh-high boots. I dressed up my unitard. I wore my Prada thigh-high boots and I put on my Helmut Lang little cropped jacket, and off I went.
Sounds like a plan. Wow.
So off I went just like that.
No wonder Diane Cannon wanted to talk to you. I would be wanting to know who the hell you are, so, and wanting to talk to you too.
It was really funny. And then this morning I was like too tired to think of what I wanted to wear, so I repeated. However, okay, so wait, check this out. This is incredible. This blew my mind. So the downside of this unitard.
Is having to use the restroom?
No. Is because it's a unitard, it sometimes hikes up your hoo-ha.
Yes.
So because it's like, you know, one piece, so, you know, it goes up your bum, but it gives you a nice bum because it goes up your bum. But unfortunately, it also goes up the front side.
Oh, ouch.
Not so cute. Okay. So our friend Stacy.
Yes.
You're going to love this. Our friend Stacy came over the other day and she was like, Daniela, you've got to see this because you are going to love this. And it blew my mind. It is by a company called Jiv Athletics.
Okay.
J-I-V, which I was like, they should kind of change it to Jiz Athletics.
Oh, that's hysterical.
But Jiv Athletics, and they make camel toe proof, breathable, wickable, tagless, roll-free panties.
Get out of town. Where do you, I mean, Yandy was, I didn't know you could top that one.
Can you even believe it?
No.
So they make these panties that prevent camel toe. So if you're wearing, you know, workout pants out and they're giving you camel toe, this is what you need.
Do you
it
remember when that was a thing?
Freaking believable.
A couple years ago. Do you remember when that
when
was a
camel
thing?
Toe was a thing?
It was a thing. They were selling clothes that specifically gave that to you.
No.
Like, it was the most hideous thing
ever.
And
I don't want to
see it. Ridiculous shoes that look
like. Oh, the camel toe shoes. Yes. Those are
hideous too.
Equally hideous.
Ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugly.
Oh, I've got to check out these
but
panties.
Can you believe these panties have, so they're basically, they're made out of this. It's almost like a scuba, like.
Oh, okay.
Kind of material. But it's like anti-wicking, so you don't sweat, you don't, it's breathable.
Wow.
And it's so cool. It's like a neoprene, the fabric.
That's great.
And it's thick, you know, like where you need it.
Right.
So that it prevents you from having camel toe. And you can wear it under, if you're wearing high-waisted jeans or whatever you're wearing where
That's
you
amazing.
Tend to get camel
yeah.
toe. You won't with these underwear. They're kind of hard to get though. I went on their website to buy a bunch because I was going to buy us some.
Yeah.
And first of all, they're not super cheap, but I mean, I think they're well priced. They're like $50, I think, but you get two pairs.
Okay.
And they come in low rise, high rise, and mid rise.
Amazing.
They come in nude. They come in black. And I think they come in white.
What more could you need?
Sold out.
Of course.
Completely sold out. So I put us on a wait list. So as soon as they come in stock, they will let us know and I will get us some.
Awesome.
But how freaking cool
Genius.
Is that? Genius.
Absolutely. I also wore not a unitard, but I wore a jumpsuit on the plane home. Not a good idea because it wasn't snap or zip. It was literal button fly all the way down.
Oh, button fly.
I was in the restroom.
If you're going to travel, you got to wear a zip.
I was like, what in the world was I thinking? Like,
yeah.
I will never do this again. Zach was like waiting for me and he was like, what took you so long? I'm like, he goes, oh my God, you made a very big mistake wearing that jumpsuit on plane. I was like, oh my Lord. I'm like, this is craziness.
It's Zach proof. It's mile high Zach proof.
Yes, very much so because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work.
I was like, I'll never be wearing that again on an airplane.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
So that's what's been going on. So do you have a Barb's Bag of Tricks?
Actually, I brought you something for the other side of your body.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Your tush. I have more of a box of tricks than a bag of tricks today.
So yeah, where is your bag? This is unacceptable.
So, okay, so this is funny. I am not, I don't love slang, intentional slang words, like for certain things, but this is called body or, body beauty, B-A-W-D-Y.
Uh-huh.
But it is all body. Products for like your it. Rear end.
And your rear end?
To beautify your tush. There's oh. masks, which I want you to choose one. Oh. They're masks to make your skin more supple. There's ones to tighten your skin.
I'll take all of the above. Skin,
plumping and toning, brightening and rejuvenating. Slap it.
It's slap a, it. Slap what is it. That?
A caffeine butt mask, clarifying and retexturing. And then there's a shake it, a seaweed butt mask, which is firming and illuminating.
Amazing. But
I mean, the names of them are adorable. This one is called Squeeze It. It's brightening and rejuvenating. And the Bite It is
oh
the
my
collagen
God. It's
one.
A whole thing
Choose
of masks.
Two
How
of them.
How cute is
and
that?
Look, I mean, look at the packaging. It's shaped like a little derriere.
Plant-based
it's
collagen
got like a little
butt
tush.
Mask. Zipped. Plumping and toning for Bite It. Shake It is seaweed butt mask, firming and illuminating. Slap It, caffeine butt mask, clarifying and retexturing. Citrus butt mask, Squeeze It, brightening and rejuvenating.
But they're actual masks for your tush. But I have to say, the products that I'm like head over heels with in their
they have what a cute
whole
package.
Line.
Again, an Instagram find?
The, yeah, another Instagram find. And look,
so
this is shaped,
it's
like,
shaped
a tush.
Like a butt. That's so cute.
But,
oh my God. Don't you love that? The clever marketing that goes into
this. But
what
stuff? I love most about it is how great these products are. So I haven't tried the masks yet. We're going to have to try those together. But they have
together,
the body
do we do a
wash.
Photo shoot with these butt masks on?
Oh, God. Zach is going to be very excited.
How do you put a mask on? And so I guess you can't walk around. You have to lie down
for a
while. You
have to lie on your tummy and maybe when you're getting your massage, put it on.
Oh, that's over really well.
Well, you put your sheet over you. No
really
one
well.
It'll be yours and my secret and our honest day efforts.
Jesus.
But there's this, they have this product called the body wash. Uh-huh. You have to smell this. It is divine. It smells so good. It's so light. And you could use it everywhere. It's not just
what
for your tush.
It's
the body wash.
So it's a powder body cleanser. Wait. Powder body,
but it doesn't have powder.
I'm so confused.
It's so good.
You powder your ass.
It's water activated, so when you put it in, it foams
okay,
up.
Okay, so you foam it
but
up. Okay,
it smells amazing.
All right.
It doesn't make you. It's like very
get well, get
gentle
clean.
For that whole area, but it's for your whole body, and it is amazing. I love
it.
It doesn't leave. It's vegan, cruelty free, not tested on animals. It's got a natural fragrance from some of the products, but it's not like an infused artificial fragrances. It's really lovely.
Nice.
But they're okay. So they have this was their first product that really started it all. It's called Super Tight. And a little bit of it is in that mask. But this stuff
firming
really, really works.
Super tight. Skin boosting body serum. Yes, please. And thank you.
And it doesn't get hot.
Oh, good.
It's just nice.
Good.
And then this I love, which I just got, is their oil.
Does all this come in that kit?
I bought a
you
little.
Bought the
you
whole
could
situation.
Buy a bundle.
Of course
so
you did.
It's, well, no, they have other products as well. But I okay. bought the. I. First bought the tight one and I loved it. I tried it. I always try everything before I get it
Can
for
I
us.
It?
Please do. It's phenomenal. Okay. It really works. You could put it on your arms.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Your,
that's good.
Everywhere. It's tightening, but it's not. You could twist the top. I think you have to twist it
Cute
to open
bottle.
It. It's great packaging too because it stays sealed.
Yeah.
I took another bottle of it. On my trip and it didn't open.
Oh, yeah, it's very light.
It's so nice. Yeah. It's almost like a dry body oil.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
very, very light.
This stuff, though, they just released the body oil. It's hydrating and toning as well, but it's CBD infused. I haven't used this yet.
You know what they should do? They're going to make these masks that you have to stick on your butt. They should put them like, make them like glitter masks. I mean, just imagine.
I could imagine.
Imagine the Joyce Spinelli
yes,
glitter 100%. Butt mask.
100%. I was just thinking the same thing.
I mean.
But This product line, oh my God. And this oil is incredible. And it's CBD infused. So I'm super
awesome.
Excited to use it for, you know, I tried it. I love it. But I haven't
Good.
Used, you know, I haven't, it's brand new.
Uh-huh.
But I highly recommend these products.
Very exciting,
and,
Barb.
Yeah. And it's all super friendly to all of your body parts.
Yeah, and I like parts. That it's plant-based.
Yes, and natural fragrances. No, yeah. You know, they
yeah, the fragrance is very, very light.
Very subtle.
Uh-huh.
And they're great. So choose two of these masks. You need some too.
Wow, that's an awesome
yeah.
Barb's Bag of Tricks.
Yeah,
there you
so,
have it.
And it is an Instagram find. It's bodybeauty.com, B-A-W-D-Y beauty.com. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, it's at bodybeauty. It's yeah. amazing. Great stuff. Every
Lovely.
Single product I've tried has been aces. Killer.
You know what? I have one other thing to add.
Yeah.
That is also real. It was mind-blowing to me. I couldn't believe it. Remember I was talking about in the last episode about the skin tags and
yes.
the necklaces? And so every time I go, because I went for a facial yesterday, which I'll have to talk about on another podcast.
Your skin looks phenomenal, by the way.
Thank
I told you.
You
when I walked in how beautiful
oh,
you look.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, every time you go for a facial or a massage or anything, you got to take, I like to wear a lot of necklaces. And remember they
you
told
have to
me
take them off.
You have to take them all off, but also you've got to take them off to go to bed and to shower because otherwise you get skin tags.
I've been doing that now.
Right?
So
I was like, what a pain in the ass because
on.
Freaking 800 necklaces I wear at the same time. It's such a pain in the ass. Well, check out another thing Stacey told me about. This is going to blow your mind right now. Look at this.
Okay, Stacey, you need to do our show and tell Stacey us all
needs
about
to do
your...
She's got lots of good secrets. Look at this. You're going to die.
Is it that magnetic?
It's magnetic.
I bought one of those.
And
I've never used it yet.
It's by a company called shopnecklet.com. So shop like neck, N-E-C-K-L-E-T.com. And it is about, you know, $40-something. And it's got an attachment. So you can hook all your necklaces on it.
Right.
So I have 3 necklaces hooked on it, but you could add like an extension and do more.
Oh, how brilliant. And then you just take it off.
And it's a magnet. And you just take it on and off. So easy. It is like a game changer.
Amazing.
So, and they even have extensions on their website. They have extensions. So if you want to make one of your necklaces longer so that you can stagger your necklaces
oh, nice.
Better, they have extensions so you can make it
and
longer,
they don't get,
shorter,
they
more
don't
medium
get
length.
Tangled.
They don't get tangled. And it's like the coolest thing ever.
It's great because if you have nails at all, trying
yeah,
to close
such
these
a pain in the ass.
Glass, or if you're of a certain stature
yeah.
and you need reading glasses, you can't see to put the damn things together.
Exactly.
I mean, I ask everyone in my house to like help me put my necklaces on because
yeah.
I can't.
And also, if you just want to like, if you want to take a shower and not shower with your necklaces on, or anytime you need to take them off, it is like the easiest thing in the world. It has really made my life easier.
Oh, thank you,
so,
Stacey. We're gonna have to.
Yeah.
I did buy one of those years ago.
I love
but
it.
But I never used it yet. I got to see if it's the same brand. It's in my jewelry
I
drawer somewhere.
I love it. It is like my favorite new thing. I'm going to buy it for everybody I know because everyone that
it's
likes to wear
great.
A lot of necklaces.
And what a stocking stuffer.
It's so great. It's a perfect stocking stuffer.
Yes.
So if you're starting to shop for Christmas, these
I
are
already,
some really
I,
good gift ideas,
I,
right?
That's the one thing that I was successful in doing and it locked
yeah.
up in a room in New York. I was online doing all my Christmas
Oh, you're
shopping.
Very successful at that. Very successful
I was
at
like,
that.
At least I'll be able to do something here with all this time on my hands.
Exactly. Well, okay. So I think
what a great episode of Honest AF Show. I'm
yeah,
so excited to go
of,
hints
shopping
and
tips for you guys.
Diane Cannon, come on
Diane
now.
Diane Cannon, how freaking exciting, man.
Amazing.
She cool. She is cool. Love that woman. Okay, so that does it for this episode of Honest AF. We hope you enjoyed the show. And if there's any products you want us to check out or review, let us know. Hit us up on our socials. Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. HonestAFShow.com is our website. And let us know if there's any subjects you want us to talk about, too. We'd love to hear from you. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Till next time. Take care. Bye. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.